Well, obviously a very tough loss for us last Saturday at Mississippi State. You know, as we know, this is a long, tough season. You know, you play in the SEC, a lot of things can happen. We didn't help ourselves in a lot of ways, obviously, with mistakes that we made. But it's important that we learn from that, put it behind us, get ready for Georgia. Awfully good team. We got to go down to Athens. You know, just the people they have on their football team to make plays and defend us, you know, pretty daunting task. But I think our guys have come back and work hard, have the right attitude, and that's all we can ask them to do, and we'll get ready to play. Questions?
Coach Clemson Park, following up on what happened at Auburn last week, what do you think about mid-season coaching changes?
I'm totally against them, especially if you know, anybody's talking about me. But, you know, I think it's unfortunate, you know, but we all know what the business is like. You know, people scrutinize every aspect of your program, everything you do, and expect a lot, and, you know, they should. You know, it's just the way it's just done now. And when that happens, you know, nothing really surprises me anymore.
Bobby, that's your alma mater. Talk about if you, going through your career, if you ever thought one day you might get a chance to go coach there. Is that something you wanted to do?
Well, I coached there as the defense coordinator in 93, and, you know, then went back to Furman as head coach. So, you know, Clemson's a wonderful place, but I've got my hands completely full here at Vanderbilt, and I love it at Vanderbilt.
Coach, I'm sure the SEC standings right now for a lot of folks would be a little bit surprising. How much of that do you think is due to parity and including throughout the conference?
Well, I think parity's got a lot to do with it, obviously. You know, in the way football has evolved, I think it's just harder for schools to just out-muscle people and out-man you. And, you know, sometimes you'd go in games maybe 10, 15 years ago, you really didn't have a chance to win them. You know, they were just bigger, stronger, faster. And I think that's evened out. And then when you do have a chance to match up with them a little bit in talent, you know, a break here and there can mean a game, can go either way. You know, so people start winning games they haven't been winning in the past, and it just, you know, it's just grown into that. And, you know, you see everywhere. I mean, there are upsets all over the country, every league, not SEC particular, but, you know, all over the place. There are upsets.
Coach, people talk about trap games. Have you seen anything in y'all's preparation last week that led you to believe that, you know, that you might not warm up to?
No, I thought we practiced well and had a good attitude, and our guys were very attentive and, you know, gave it their attention during practice. And like I said, tough league. Things happen in football all the time. You know, you're playing with human beings who make mistakes. You're coaching with him, you know. Coaches are human beings. We make mistakes, obviously. You know, it's hard to be perfect. And not that we had to be perfect. In fact, we weren't very good and still had a chance to win the game. So that's the upsetting thing to all of us. You know, we felt like we should have won the game.
What do these final games that are on the schedule, how daunting does it look?
Well, it doesn't look easy. It doesn't look, you know, we're not daunted or whatever that adjective is or whatever. Heck, you know, you look at the first games, you know, and you could say the same thing about them. And but you got to play each one of them and see how it goes. And you know, we've got some playmakers who can make some things happen. And you know, we're playing fairly good on defense. The kicking games were, you know, all those things have to work for us to have a chance to beat great programs. And but we feel like we can get it done.
Bobby, now that you've had a chance to see the film, is McKenzie outplaying Chris at this point?
Well, we're going to probably go ahead and make a change with McKenzie and Chris. We're going to put McKenzie practicing with the first group and get him the majority of the reps, so that means, you know, he will play unless anything very unusual happens at practice, but I don't anticipate that. But, you know, last Saturday, you know, a lot of things that were going wrong offensively in the first half, you know, weren't particularly Chris Nixon's fault. And you know, but at the same time, we just felt like, you know, when we got into the game in the second half and not anything was happening after that, you know, we had to make a change. And, you know, McKenzie came in, did a good job. And, you know, we're going to see what he can do with it. And, he's a motivated young man, a go-getter, and, you know, we think he'll maybe provide us a spark. And hopefully we can get some things going on offense, because we weren't very good against Mississippi State.
Looking back on it,
just the way you would expect McKenzie Adams to do it. I mean, he, you know, he's going to continue to work hard, and he didn't see it as a, you know, either or. You know, it was just a battle, and, you know, Chris comes up and has a great game against Miami of Ohio and sailing away, and, you know, McKenzie's still working hard. And yeah, we knew the whole time that McKenzie would be ready to go, because he's just that kind of kid. And, you know, we expect the same thing out of Chris now. And anytime you do as much with the quarterback as we do, you know, you got to have somebody ready to go and ready to step in there. And we think Chris will do the same thing. And Chris is, you know, while I'm sure he wants to play and, you know, he feels like, you know, he could do whatever we need him to do, you know, he's right on board right now, and he'll work hard. He'll be out there at practice, and Chris is a worker too.
Bob, what do you feel like McKenzie gives you guys a quarterback to Chris
Smith? Well, you know, maybe just a fresh start, the main thing, but, you know, I think McKenzie has demonstrated that, you know, he can sit in the pocket and figure things out and see who's, you know, who's open and do a good job of hitting them. And I don't think there's a big drop-off when you start running, you know, the quarterback draws and the options and things like that. McKenzie's a good athlete and can run, and has actually made some very, very fine runs this year. So it's just another way to see if we can get better.
All the other quarterback issues, now that you've had the time to look at film, where were the offensive breakdowns, and how do you feel that you guys were able to fix those?
Well, you know, you got to give Mississippi State a lot of credit. Number one, they're very good on the defensive front, and they presented us with a look that maybe they had done 5% of the time, you know, in the other games, and not very much at all. And you know, we just didn't react very well to it. You know, we got confused a little bit in the first half, and then, you know, after we got some things sorted out, you know, that allowed us to have a chance to do better in the second half, and I don't think we took advantage of that chance as well as we could have.
You've seen patterns, you know, you guys have had trouble moving the ball in terms of yard statistics. You guys have seen patterns on a game after game that have been repeated problems?
Yeah, the other team. You know, they got 11 of them over there playing hard.
Bobby, I know this is a process you're going through here, but what did winning at Athens 2 years ago mean to the program, particularly the way you won it in that fourth quarter?
Well, that wasn't our first big road win. You know, obviously we won at Arkansas and at Tennessee, and you know, it was, I thought, significant. It was without Jay Cutler, which proved that it wasn't just one person doing that winning, and we stepped up and made plays on defense and offense, so I thought that was pretty significant, and we did it under, you know, great duress. I mean, that's a tough place to play, but they're all tough places to play, and I think we've gotten used to that, expect to go into games, and if we execute, we'll have a chance. So, you know, the fact that it was at Georgia, you know, I don't think it was any huge thing that, you know, set us off to great success or not, because, but it was fun. Yeah. It was a good win.
Bobby, DJ had quite significant offensive snaps in a few games. Do you think about going back to him, and what's going on in decisions? Just been trying to give him some rest, or what's been the deal there?
Well, you know, DJ is extremely valuable on defense. And of course, you know, punt returner, kick returner. And we feel like with Jamie Graham and Sean Walker, and even, you know, Justin Wheeler, if we had to, you know, we've got the same type of athletes who can run those plays. And, you know, every second is accounted for almost in at practice. And every time you take DJ out of, you know, defensive practice and put him over there, he's not getting something on defense. And then the guy he's replacing on offense is not getting that. And then the coaches have got to make time for all that to happen. So, you know, if we can get somebody else to do it, and Sean Walker, I think, has shown that he's very capable of doing that, and, you know, we'll probably continue to do that. But it doesn't mean we won't use him.
Turnover margin's been another huge thing for you. You get so many of them, you know, the first five games or the first four or five, whatever, and then the last couple, you've only gotten a couple. Is that just a matter of luck, or is there something that's happened that's caused that?
Well, I don't think it's luck. You know, but you can't predict them. You just can't say, hey, let's go out there and get a turnover this series. It doesn't work that way. You just got to work for them. You got to put pressure on the quarterback. You got to have great people in coverage and anticipate things. You got to hit hard if the running back's got it. And then when it's on the ground, you got to get it. You know, they just don't float around and say, hey, let's go get one. Like I said before, I worry about everything. You know, those are unanswerable questions. You know, everybody sees it happen to everybody else, and you just wonder. We tried everything we could possibly think of to make sure our guys were ready to play, and I think they were. We just didn't play well. Why that happened, I don't know. You know, if I had known, I'd have stopped practice out there on Wednesday or Tuesday or whatever and say, hey, let's don't do this. You know, so that's football. You know, it's football coaching. It's football playing. You know, it's football watching. You know, I know the fans are upset. But you know, right now we just can't panic. We're 5-1, and if I could start off 5-1 every year, put me down as in favor of that.
Bobby, how much of that is due to the uncertainty of 18-20?
I won't even get into that because it's like you're blaming the players, and I'm not. You know, it's a total team effort, you know, that we did badly at Mississippi State, and you know, the five wins were total team efforts that we did well. You know, we just got to keep managing it and fighting and whatever we can do to try to win some games. And believe me, our coaches, they'll work hard, and you know, we'll try to figure out something to do, try to gain a few yards against Georgia. You know, won't be for lack of trying.
Auburn had some success running the ball early on. Mississippi State obviously had some success. Are you concerned with that part of your defense right now?
Well, I think we're playing pretty good. You know, Auburn, the first drive, I mean, I don't know why everybody, you know, so hepped up on that first drive. They didn't even score, you know. So, you know, they actually scored the next two touchdowns on passes. So, one was after a turnover. You know, they didn't even make a first down, they threw a pass for a touchdown. So, you know, you can look back at Auburn game and see how many yards they gained on the ground. We played good. And I think Mississippi State gained about 3 yards per carry, you know, against the run. So just because somebody moves it for one series doesn't mean that we're playing terribly bad run defense.
Coach, one thing that must have frustrated you Saturday, you got 10 penalties, very unusual thing. What's going on?
I don't know. You know, it is unusual for us, and, you know, some of them were like borderline. I'm not talking about borderline calls. I'm talking about, you know, do you try to block that guy? You know, he's coming down to get the kickoff returner, and we did, and we barely hit him in the back, but we did. We hit him in the back, you know, but you can't fault that guy, really. You know, coach, I thought I could get him. I said, okay, you know. You know, keep on trying. And, you know, some of those were like that. Some of them were, you know, situations where we got out of position on the offensive line and, you know, we got beat and we, you know, we held the guy, you know, to keep some things from getting, you know, they were desperate. And so, you know, all kind of reasons for penalties, but, you know, the ones that really get me are, you know, if we jump off sides and or we have a personal foul after the play is over, which we didn't. You know, we're pretty disciplined about that. But those are the kind of drive me crazy. Those, when you're trying to get a block or something like that, sometimes that happens and, you know, you're going to have to live with it.
Well, when you look at Noshawn on tape this year, is he a year better in terms of decision making and decision? Is he taking that next step year or something?
Well, I don't see how he could get much better than he was last year. I hope he hasn't. You know, it's just that I think Georgia has, you know, more weapons now at wide receiver. And I tell you, they have threats all over the field, which is going to be tough to defend. They've got A.J. Green and Massaquah, and then they have Marino and then Stafford doing all the stuff that he does. You know, they really put pressure on you in a lot of different places. And, you know, Marino is a good runner partly because Stafford can throw the football. And you got to play both of them, and both of them benefit from each other. So he's a good player, no doubt about it.
I think Georgia's got another injury on the offensive line this week. We've got 3 freshmen, 2 sophomores starting. Tom Ford, is it facing a quarterback like Stafford that you guys put a lot of pressure on him?
Well, he's so good in the pocket. If you don't put pressure on him, I think he can get the ball anywhere he wants to get it. You know, if you allow him to do that, you better have some very good coverage. But you got to mix it up. You can't pressure him all the time because that puts your defensive backs in such, you know, tough position all day. You know, nobody can be that good. But then, you know, you can't sit back in coverage either. You know, he'll pick you to death. So you got to mix it up, and I think Coach Fowler's done a good job of that all year. And our guys battle pretty hard on defense, and you know we'll be out there.
Coach, is there youth up front something that you all can take advantage of?
Well, I hope so. You know, we're pretty youthful up front too. So even in our front defense, you know. So yeah, we'll try to do everything we can.
Question. Is Jared Hawkins okay? Is he
going to
be able to come?
I think he's going to be okay. He had a little ankle sprain, but I think he'll be okay. And we need to see if we can get him rolling a little bit and give him some room to run. If we can give him just a little bit, I think he's pretty good and can break some tackles and get some yardage for us and take a little pressure off the quarterback being third and long all the time.
Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.